Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Entrepreneur Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in business and leadership. Critical areas include identifying entrepreneurial characteristics, selecting a value position, and business model development. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.
Friday morning, welcome to the WLBB Community Voice here on News Talk 1330, FM 106.3, streaming live online at newstalk1330.com. This morning we are on the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page, and I'll introduce you to our handsome young guests here in just one second. My name is Colin Worthington. This morning's show, it's a show that, you know, it's a type of show that I would like to be able to present at least once a week on the Community Voice. It's, you know, about people who live in our community, and in this case, visit our community. The young gentleman here, he has brought his pretty much his entire family in with us this morning. He's got his daughter sitting beside him, although she may not talk. She may just be here for support.
That's
his,
Robin.
His granddaughter, Robin. Yes, granddaughter's in the other room, and his great-granddaughter, she's as far away from us as she can possibly be, I think.
There you go.
Yeah, she doesn't want to do anything at all. The gentleman, his name is Wally Hughes. He's been called the oldest kid in show business. He's entertained folk worldwide for at least 70 years, and we'll talk about that. And today is his 95th birthday too, so happy birthday, and thanks for sharing it with us this morning.
Because
you have a long day planned, starting out. He still enjoys sharing with others and entertaining as often as possible, and that's what this show is going to be about. I mean, the guy still wants to entertain, and he's got some gifts and some skills and good stories is what I'm more excited about, you know, here with on the Community Voice program. Again, fortunate that he is in West Georgia this month visiting his daughter in Cayuga County in Noonan, and they pick us up down there. So they thought it would be cool to come on, and we begged to have him on, and so we did get him on the program. Wally Hughes, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you, as sweet it is.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of impersonations throughout this show, right. Maybe some singing. Might be the first guy on this program that I ask to sing to me. Won't be the first that does sing, but the first that I ask to sing to me this morning. But Wally, tell us about yourself. You're a Yankee, right, from New York? That's where it originated?
That's right. I'm a red-blooded Yankee, and I start out in show business because of my father, who was in the Keats Circuit, which was like vaudeville those days. And I used to sing when I was 6 years old in the alleys where the washing was above in one line to another. And he would sing, and I'd pick up the pennies and a quarter that they throw down. Then I got the bug of singing, and I started to sing in high school. And in 1949, there was a show called Songs for Sale with Jan Murray, Ray Block, and Richard Hayes sang the songs. And
now, Ray Block, he's acting.
The big band leader. Okay. And Jan Murray was an up-and-coming comedian in those days. And anyway, I sent in my song, which I didn't think would have songs for sale, the only one in the whole country that had a show about songs. And I sent it in before I know it. I got another in the mail saying, we want your song, you're going to be on the air. and it was on before other songs, and I won first prize. And it was about lipstick. It was about a girl wearing lipstick. And $100 I got, which is like $1,000 today.
Oh, yeah.
And everything was going great, but then I got another letter, and it was from Uncle Sam coming to the service. So I did my spiel at the service, and maybe came out as a special services activate, because I went to school when I came back from the war. And I went into Columbia Records, and I auditioned. Oh, we like you. That's your song. Then I went to another one, Ember Records, which was Pug Nose and Ponytail and Convertible Car. And when Columbia was Bye Bye Baby and Don't Let Them Know.
And those are kind of rockabilly tunes.
Oh, yeah, right? Yeah.
And honestly, you know, I've listened to them all week.
Thank God.
I mean, they're not, it's not any different than, what's his name? Is it Chuck Knox? Who's got to sing Party Doll? It could go, you could play on the radio exactly the same and wouldn't miss a beat. Buddy Knox, that's who it is.
Buddy Knox. There were so many different types of singers, but I fell in love with all the wonderful girl singers of the past. There wasn't two or three, there were about 20 or 30 different ones. Fell in love with all the singers of the past. There wasn't two or three, there were 20 or 30 of them, from Frank Elaine to
Jezebel,
Billy Eckstein, Buddy Clark, Joni James, Patti Page. And I liked Nat King Cole because of his dignity with the song. He made it come out, "Pretend You're Happy When You Blue. It isn't very hard to do." Or Jimmy Devante, "You gotta start off each day with a song at Caramel."
And Jimmy Durante is definitely one. I think, you know, even kids nowadays, if they see Jimmy Durante in impersonation, they may not know who he was, but they'll probably recognize the impersonation.
And you know, he fought hard to be singing on the record. It's a long, long time from May to December. That was a beautiful ballad. Jimmy, don't do it. And he put his own money into it and made a big hit and a couple of $100,000 for himself there. But you have to have faith in yourself. God has all given us the ability to do one thing which we've lost. Have faith in ourselves and then believe in him. And that's the trouble with the people nowadays. I'm sorry.
Is that the key to making it to 95?
That's the key to making it any age, yeah.
Yeah.
My father said, when I said, "Happy birthday, Dad," he says, "Every day I get up, son, it's my birthday. God has given me the gift of waking up and making it a good day or a bad day." And that my birthday is any day you wake up. And you're never old until you're dead. Remember that? There's an old Jeremy saying, "No, you grow too old too quick. And too smart, too late." And that's what's happening to our political system here. Meanwhile, back at the ranch here, there's a place called Improvisation in New York City where singers, dancers, actors, comedians all went to go over the material. And that's where I met Frank Gorshin, who played the Riddler. You know, "We'll be this, we'll be that." And Rodney Dangerfield, when after he lost his sons, he was going down a drain. The underground took him and made him a star again by going in rehearsal all the time, testing material at the Improvisation. Then he had his own nightclub, Rodney Dangerfield nightclub, and then came motion pictures. But he was falling apart because of the loss of his son. Mm-hmm. Right on to, you name it, Johnny Cash, and everyone who loses somebody, Dean Martin, feels bad. But you just have to believe that God gave you the chance to enjoy something that you could talk about.
Wally Hughes is our guest on this morning's Community Voice program, talking about all of his experiences in life. Today is his 95th birthday, and he is in town visiting his family here in West Georgia. Going to go back up to New York, I guess, next week. But it was fascinating to see some of the things that he's been a part of. I mean, I'm real nostalgic. I mean, I wasn't alive in the 50s or the 60s, but I do love. I mean, I love a lot of music from then, and I like the aura that the music creates, the soundtrack that it puts together for that decade and things. And you were a part of that. I mean, you had that again. Talk about a few of your songs do sound like Buddy Knox. It's the same genre. It's the rockabilly sound.
Rockabilly.
And at least, what, five or six singles you put out, right?
Right. I put out more than that, but the ones that became known and were touring around doing, about five or six. That's about tops. Mm-hmm. But I made about 20 of them. I've recorded for Columbia, Decca, Ember, and Benita, and I have my own record company. The idea is that I've liked all types of music. I love Latin American music. I love songs about the old time West, which are B.G. and Autry and Clint Black, and right on down to today's singers. I do impersonations of the today's singers, Tony Bennett, and I've written songs for Dean Martin. But each singer had an individual style, and that's it. If you get 100,000 people buying the records they like of Hank Williams, that's a lot of money coming in. You don't have to have 100 million. But other than that, any song that's been made can be made into a duet, or made into something that isn't, wasn't meant to be. And that's Sinatra, Little Bird, son of a, sing that song with a group of kids, an ant. You can't get an ant to do something. There goes another rubber tree player.
Rubber tree player, yeah.
And he didn't want to do that. He didn't want to do it, but he did it. And because of the kids, and it was an era where people looking for the family was just forgotten now. People forgot about the family now.
Didn't he do something for JFK with that song too?
No.
Didn't he? High Hopes, yeah.
He did a lot, and he was the guy that would give up, buy the hotel if they would let Sammy Davis in. Of course, he was an African American. Right. He was stuck to his guns, and there's a lot of others too, like even great Johnny Cash. You know, I do a quickie with Johnny Cash. Remember Johnny Cash?
Oh yeah.
And I do here. Howdy, my name is Sue. How do you do? I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. But I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the rain flew higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Wally Hughes, our guest on this morning's Community Voice program. We're going to take our first break here. I mean, we could go anywhere with the show, really, at this point. Right, Wally?
I want to go to Florida. It's warm.
Okay. We'll be back here in 1 minute. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice, News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest this morning, I think I can just summarize it as he is a character, and he does caricatures, the singer, he's a poet. He's a veteran. Thank you for your service, sir. Again, his name is Wally Hughes. He's in town visiting his daughter, who he does live up in New York, and saw an opportunity just to sit down on a Friday show and just make it a fun show and educational and just talk about the good old days. Again, Wally Hughes, our guest. Now, Wally, did you ever have a real job?
Oh, I've been a fireman. I've been a diamond seller. I've been a clothing expert. I've been a runner for Wall Street, you name it, I've done it. Because you don't, idle hands do nothing. And that's where I was taught, brought up, and that's it. That's what I believe in. You name it, I've done it. And I've had three wives, and you name it, I've done it. And I like to entertain children. Oh boy, here we go, kids. Ha ha ha. M-I-C-K-E-Y. Oh, here we come now. Who's that over there? Dab, dab, dab. What's up, Doc? And kids are forgotten. Even when you have a birthday party or a big anniversary or a wedding, they're stuck at a little table there. Nobody comes over. Thank God for face paints. My granddaughter's face paints. And they make a little kid happy at a wedding or an anniversary. It's forgotten. Feed them food. No. Feed them love. Feed them goodness.
And take their phone away.
Yeah. And like I said, I like to do impersonation, but I'm a songwriter and a singer first. But all kinds of music. I mean, I can yodel with the best yodeler.
The guy in there with the meters is watching the levels peg. Yeah.
But this is it. Man wasn't put on earth just to do his thing. The man was put on, I believe, to do other things, to make other people happy, to share, to help, to give. And to definitely love a little bit. The Ten Commandments is the idol of everything. Allah, Buddha, Muhammad, all of them have something of the Ten Commandments. That's the true source of God being near you.
Now, Wally turns 95 today.
Yeah,
again, happy birthday.
Sharp curve, right into 95.
21st century, you were still performing, right? You were doing some stage work in New York.
Oh, God, yes. That's a couple of clubs. I played at James Cagney's nightclub in Bangor. Your movie actor. Oh, I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. All right, kid, all right. And 5 years at his nightclub, and he had Stage Stop, the name of the club, and he had his carriage ranch above the Stage Stop, where he still had sulkies and he rode them. And this was after, you know, then he died, but I still play there at the club. And I was on the Dick Clark Show when I recorded for Columbia and Decca and Ember, and I was on the Joe Franklin Show in New York City, which I think I said before, which everyone went to get new material or to bring out the old stuff again. And you name it, I've done it all in the sake of enjoying myself, watching someone else be happy with what I was doing. You can't, I'll probably get a couple of lawsuits, but you can't be in show business without thinking of the audience first. Mm-hmm. They should be the first ones you think of. You dress elegantly. I'm not happy with the T-shirts. And coming out. Remember the days they came up with an open shirt. Before that, they came up with the little ties, and the Rat Pack, and you name it, right on down to Bing Crosby. Everybody does with dignity because they were trying to honor the audience. It's gone now. But you were going to play a song that I.
That's what I was trying to work out a way to get to that, and I think I'll do
just
that.
just shoot me, and I'll stop me.
My guest again this morning, Wally Hughes. You can find some performances, and there's a shout-out, and I think there's a performance of Fireman on there. It's on YouTube. And also, you can Google him. You can look up YouTube for some of his songs. The one that I liked the most that I found was called Pug Nose and Ponytail, and I think Josh is going to play that for us here right now. But you can also find that record. I saw it. It's on eBay for $17 at 45. And I think it's on Ember, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's 1958, 57, yep. 58. But, I mean, it's a good little tune. So if you don't mind playing that, Josh.
Oh, boy. It's hard to believe. Price is good now. Can
you hear it on there?
The first time I saw you, a nose and ponytail, I said to myself, I love you.
All right, News Talk 1330 FM 106.3. That was Wally Hughes and Pug Nose and Ponytail back from 1958. Wally's our guest this morning. He's just taking a walk down memory lane. Wally's had a life where he's entertaining and still wants to do it at 95. Still wants to be part. Still wants to.
Still doing.
He'll be doing karaoke. Yeah, we shut your mic off. I'm sorry. You weren't going to talk on this. You were just here for support. But I'll put it on for the next time. But yeah, he'll be doing karaoke in noon tonight, right? At the. You want to say the place? What if people come out there? What if it gets packed?
Crust and Craft. Oh, I guess they'll have delicious pizza. They may have to wait a bit. And craft beer. And, of course, Dad and others performing.
Karaoke, etc.
I'll do my best to honor the people that come to see me on my birthday, but the idea is I'll do my best because God has given me the gift. That's the main thing there. And I'm still writing songs. I wrote songs for Dean Martin. I wrote songs for Nat King Cole. I wrote songs for Tony Bennett. And when I sing, they expect me to do Sinatra and Tony Bennett, but I do also the Western singers, and I yodel, you know, and I tell them, my father's name was Ferdinand, my mother's name was Liza, and when I was born, I called my fertilizer. Ah! And it's fun to see people laugh and do something that they don't expect. And so when I do Nat King Cole, or when I do George M. Cohen, it's, I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle Do or Die. All right, kid. My mother, thank you. My father, thank you. My sister, thank you. And I thank you. And you name it. You got an old personation? Want me to throw up a singer or girl?
Well, let us do that after the break. We can talk about who we can perform. Okay, also, I mean, and I've seen many of them this morning, even beforehand. I mean, and I'm kind of joking about this, but you were here about 20 minutes before the show started. I mean, the energy that you still have right now. I mean, 40 minutes, I'd be done for the day. I mean, that active. Yeah, I'd be being that active 40 minutes, I'd be done for the day. I'd need a nap. But let's take our
lemonade.
We'll take our final break here right now. It's 8:52. Community Voice is brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oakmount Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Welcome back to the WLBB Community Voice, News Talk 1330, FM 106.3. My name is Colin Worthington. My guest this morning is Wally Hughes, and celebrating his 95th birthday today, and I was glad to have him on the program here and just talk about, I mean, a man about town. He still loving to entertain, and I think we've given him a little bit of an opportunity to show that and do that this morning. Now, this song that I believe you're going to full-heartedly sing it for us, but it's tell us the name of it. And is it like a recent writing? Did you write that within the last few years?
Within the last few years. It's called Lookout Mountain in Georgia.
In Georgia. So there you go. It's fitting to play it on this program.
Are we ready for me to go?
Hit it.
All right, here we go. On the Lookout Mountain in Georgia, that's where the battle began. On the Lookout Mountain in Georgia, that's where I met my gal. On the Lookout Mountain in Georgia, the skies lit up so bright. Yeehaw! A Lookout Mountain in Georgia, she surrendered to me that night. A Lookout Mountain in Georgia, that southern gal said yes. Woo-hoo! a lookout mountain in Georgia. We vow to do our best on a lookout mountain in Georgia. We come back after every fight on a lookout mountain in Georgia and make love till the morning's light.
We're going to put that one on the WLBB bootleg that we put out at the end of the year. We'll put that. That'll be the bonus track. That one will be the hidden track. But, you know, this studio, long before my time, I mean, it was, I'm not even sure if it was WLBB, but at some point there was, there were performance, you know, live performances in here. It was mostly, I believe, religious music and things. But that was it. Back in the days, that was that you had to perform live, and that's how you got the music out there. And, yeah, so that. So that maybe the carpeted walls here, they kind of remembered that old feeling with you doing that. Well, we do have about 5 minutes left here. I did want to talk about. I mean, yeah. I could talk to you for about an hour, but I mean, just thinking about.
I could talk to you for about 2 hours.
I have no doubt. And thinking about Decca and Columbia, you know, I mean, you go into the studios to record that music. How do you get switched from record company to record company? I mean, you do a song and then just another record company could come and pick you up, or did you sign contracts and you weren't supposed to go with those record companies, but you did anyway?
Would go walk from one studio to another, and there were a lot of little ones too that had records, which what you liked at the beginning was Ember Records, that had Pug Nose and Ponytail and Convertible Car. That was a small, but they took it, and after that they dropped me. And then I went to Columbia Records, walked in. Now you can't even go past the things that stop you at the door, and you can't make more phone calls or anything. But those days you could walk in if you presented yourself nicely and happened to be at the right moment, that always counts, you got audition. Okay, you write songs, are they free? Are they copyrighted? And that was it. And like I said, it was a little easier than for a songwriter or a singer to get interviewed because you talk to somebody, and they may be just a person that was nothing except, don't let anybody in except you think they're good, and they better be good or you're fired. Mm-hmm. Like that's how I got to talk to you, you know? Yeah, whoever answered the phone thought I was good.
No, you're right. Yes, she actually was. It was an office manager.
The whole
she told
idea.
Me.
Idea, perseverance and something good. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know if I have time to do one more.
Yeah, if you got it in you.
Everybody has a song. Police department doesn't have a song, but the fire department also doesn't have a song. And those people are volunteers, a lot of them, and they're dying day and night. And here's a song I wrote for the fire department because I've done a lot of work with them.
And it's called The Fireman, like right?
He's a brother, he's a father, he's someone's only son, and he is a fireman. He is skinny, he is tall, may wear a handlebar mustache, but he is a fireman. He's one of many unsung heroes working for you night and day, riding a red old fire truck wherever tragedy has struck, hand in hand with fellow brothers out there helping countless others. He is Irish, German, Black, Hispanic, Italian too, proud to be part of the brave and the few. He's God's gift to one and all, always ready and on call. And he's an American, and he's a fireman.
I can hear him crying down there in downtown Carrollton right now. It's at the fire department over there.
Thank God.
Very nice. Yeah.
Bless them all.
Very good.
Bless them all.
Wally, it was a blast to have you on here. I love talking about that period. I mean, especially someone who did something in the music industry. You've got those 45s that are still out there. Floating around with your name on it.
Yeah, I'm making money for somebody.
For somebody else.
not me, Bubba. Put that in writing there. Tell your politicians. But meanwhile, I was a pleasure being here. And if I could talk to you, which I had it done once when I was sick, over the radio, and you can take it off the telephone.
Oh, yeah.
And you can put it on. I'll have everything set. You just let me know.
Very cool.
You know, other than that, if people don't tune in just to hear you, they ought to tune in this place anyway because it's easy to find. And the sound man is great. And I just can't thank you enough with my daughter Robin and my granddaughter in there and my great-granddaughter. Enough to say, may God bless you. And I never say goodbye. I always say aloha.
Well, thank you for spending the first part of your 95th birthday with us, and enjoyed the stories, and enjoyed meeting you. And and I'm putting Pug Nose on my list, my listening list, my music list. So, guys, again, thank you for coming out this morning, and thank you for listening. I think it's a good easy show on a Friday before we delve into politics for the next 3 months straight. So I hope you did enjoy this program, and I hope you have a great weekend. Time right now is 9 o'clock. We got Glenn Beck coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Again, have a great weekend.